grade to your eye. And so what change does this mean for us?
Well, the LCD display, which is the kind that degrades when you get off of the being directly in front of it, is the common display that's seen in laptops today.
That's right.
It has a very narrow viewing angle. That means you can only see it in its optimum way when you're right in front of it. But with our new type of technology, the high-gain emissive display, it's like the older style television sets, the kind of desktop monitors. You can see it from any angle, and it's the same from any angle.
So in other words, you're about to be a multimillionaire.
Well, I guess there's that possibility in there.
All right. You invented, now this one really blew me away, video noise reduction?
Right. Well, back in the early 80s, backyard dishes for satellite reception were just starting to come in.
Right.
And I embarked on a project to make the dishes smaller. And the satellites at the time were in orbit in the Clark Belt. They were putting out a certain level of power. And normally it took a 12-foot dish or something around that size.
I've still got a 12.5-footer in my backyard.
So you know about this real well.
Oh, I know. Listen, I had one of the first private TV ROs in the country, Bonnie. I was into that long, long ago. It was a passion. It still is a passion of mine. I still have that dish. Now I've got it loaded with a KU band and C-band LNB, and it's a screamer at 12.5 feet, believe me. But you're right. That long ago, the satellites were underpowered, the dishes had to be big, and even at that, you had noise.
Yes, there was a lot of noise when you got to smaller dishes. And it made it impossible at that time to have anything smaller than about a 6-foot dish. So what I did was I said, okay, well, there must be something that can be done in the satellite receiver itself to improve it. And I went about trying to discover what it could be done and eventually invented video noise reduction, which went into just about every satellite TV in America.
Absolutely. Then you should already be a millionaire.
Well, at that particular time, I was working for a company that didn't have a great agreement for my intellectual property.
I see.
I got $500 in a handshake.
$500 in a handshake.
And they had a banquet in my honor.
A banquet in your honor.
But I've got a little bit different agreement now with the present company I'm with, which is Telegen.
Okay. Now, you also wrote a book. Now, of all things, you're a ham. I told everybody that's how we met on
right.
75 Meters. What was it, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, something like that?
Yes, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, down on 75 Meters and on single sideband. And I heard you on there, tuned across, and we started up a conversation.
And away we went. All right. Now, also, you wrote a book on CB radio, and it sold 3.5 million copies. Now that's in fact a gigantic thing to have done. 3.5 million copies. My God, Bonnie, how did that happen?
Well, CB is more popular than most people realize. It's especially in the middle part of the country, and it used to be even more popular back in the 70s before cellular phones. And just about every truck in America has a CB in it. And that's a lot of trucks, a lot of people who use CB for their personal communications between their house and their car or for their business.
Mm-hmm.
And people wanted to know, in layman's terms, how it works. What can I do to improve how it works? What can I do to make it work in such a way that people can use it on a daily basis? And so we came out with the book. It was immensely successful, and it's been selling ever since.
3.5 million copies.
I was amazed myself that it became that popular.
Did you have a good deal with your publisher?
Yeah, I sure did.
Well, you are one of the most diverse ladies I've ever met in my whole life. By the way, what is the present state of Citizens Band Radio?
The present state of CB is kind of a hodgepodge of various different kinds of communication going on. Of course, there's the regular Channel 19 that a lot of people are most familiar with, which is the truckers talking to each other.
A lot of people out there listening right now are using 19, believe me.
And they're probably listening to me in this in their truck and
Precisely.
Riding down the road listening to Channel 19 at the same time.
Exactly correct, yes.
But there's another aspect of CB, too, which is the mom-and-pop CB, where families use it to communicate with each other between their house and their car, and they use the other channels. And then there's the part of CB that's known as sideband. Sideband is for those people that want to talk further. And there's a lot of sidebanders on there now. Because the cost of single sideband radios has been going down so much over the past years, it's now possible, using regular CB single sideband, to talk on a regular basis out to about 30 miles. And then there's also the new sunspot cycle, which is coming in, which you've talked about on your show.
That's right.
And you can get skip.
And then you might talk as far as?
Thousands of miles or around the world.
Now, CBers aren't really supposed to do that, are they?
They're not supposed to do it under FCC regulations.
But they do.
It just happens to them. They're talking, they're sitting there talking, minding their own business, and all of a sudden,
there's some guy
someone from Sweden comes in.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, they're talking to someone from Britain.
And so how do you resist?
It's hard to resist that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We'll talk more about that, and then we'll get to the main topic for the evening here shortly. Bonnie Crystal is my guest. I'm Art Bell, and you're listening to Coast AM. Good morning.
You're listening to Art Bell Somewhere in Time on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from May 5th, 1999.